21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Bohl, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Michael here, hanging out with Jamie. Chris is still away today, but we've got Dreambox Learning at dreambox.com. What's that all about, Jamie?
So Dreambox is it's an online adaptive math program, and I don't usually review something that I haven't tried out myself. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten the trial for this yet. You can request a demo, but the reason we've avoided using this in China so far is because adaptive curriculums tend to be rough with the internet here, but we've upgraded. Okay. And so we're starting to look at, could we use an adaptive curriculum to kind of meet the needs of those truly accelerated students, those ones who go beyond the regular curriculum that you really need to maybe move them up a grade level or something like that.
All right.
Dreambox Learning looks like a pretty cool online program that allows, it automatically adapts to student needs and gives them harder questions as they go along. It has online support, so it's very personalized, and there's videos that can help them if they get stuck.
Now, it says it generates powerful reports and actionable data for better learning and teaching.
And it does seem like that's the case. Yeah. A lot of, I mean, the reports and things would help you adapt your own kind of teaching curriculum, but I think the program itself adapts to your learner's needs.
Now, the interesting thing about these are becoming so ubiquitous, you might even say.
Right.
And so it's hard to decide which one's better than another one.
Exactly. So, I mean, this one, it's got a lot of very positive ratings. I know a lot of schools are using it. Mm-hmm. You can also, one of the things that makes it, I mean, a lot of them do this, but you can get grants and things to help pay for it. Okay. If your school is lower income. I mean, it's one that's pretty common that a lot of people use. And the thing is that, you know, negative or positive, it only deals with math.
Now, is it clear what the cost is?
No, you need to request a quote for it.
Okay, so it's going to be based on your school, your ability to pay.
Right, and how many students are going to be logged in and all of that. But the interesting thing is, because it's only math, it's very tailored, you know, it's very specific. A lot of these adaptive curriculums have a little bit of math, some reading, some writing, things mm-hmm. like that. This is just for math. And from what I have talked to with people about, they seem to like it. So if you're looking for an adaptive program, this seems to be a good one.
So it seems the bigger jump really is actually doing that, being ready to go
right.
to an adaptive one. There's probably
right.
10 that are all good enough that are going to show some increases. Some might be better than another, but you won't really know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so it is, in terms of commitment curve, this would be high.
Yeah. Huh.
This would be something that your school would have to decide, yes, we want to do something that's adaptive and the kids work through it.
Would you, let's say, you know, obviously probably a pilot program would be good to test mm-hmm. it. What grade do you think would be good to start with for this?
I mean,
knowing that you'd want to get feedback.
Right. I think in our school, we're going to probably, if we do something like this, we would probably pilot with grade 2.
Okay.
Just purely because grade 2 seems to be the grade where kids kind of start spreading. You start seeing more, mm-hmm. More of that spread, whereas grade 1, they still haven't kind of identified themselves as your super accelerated kids yet.
Got it. All right. Where can people find it?
So go to dreambox.com.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.